the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Being sensitive and inclusive is a key to valuing and supporting people in any community. Dr. Michael Stout, Director of the Center for Community Engagement at Missouri State University, is the chair for the statewide collaborative diversity conference that will take place March 16th through 18th at Missouri State. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and Stout is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
A big part of what's driving these protests and these movements and these issues that are happening is, in fact, educational. We're actually, as a country and as a community and as a state, now having conversations about, you know, things like institutional racism and the changing demographics of the workforce and of first-time college students and all of these areas where historically opportunity hasn't been as distributed as equally as we would like. And so having a place where we can talk about this in a reasoned and informed manner will hopefully help us move that discussion into a productive direction, which could lead to opportunities for, you know, more inclusive policies.
Now in its fourth year, the theme for the Statewide Collaborative Diversity Conference will be Inspiring Commitment and Driving Collaboration. Stout notes that it's the largest diversity conference in the state and is a great cross-section of organizational types, offering a variety of perspectives.
People can come in and hear what's going on related to diversity and equity in the private sector. We've got corporate, obviously, we're a university. We've got a lot of how diversity is driving things that are happening in higher education. And we also have representation from nonprofits and the government sectors as well. It's the only conference in the state of Missouri that brings professionals together from across those sectors. There's four main themes that we use as we put together the program for this, and they're related to cultural competency. In other words, how are we making sure that people understand the changing demographics of American society right now? We talk about training methodology. So what are some ways that organizations have been trying to help integrate a more diverse workforce and help make sure that happens as smoothly as possible? And then there's interventions. So what do people do to address issues as they arise? And what are some programming around that can be effective for dealing with that? And then obviously we are an academic organization, so we're very interested in research in this topic area. So there's a little bit of something for everybody there, and you have an opportunity to listen to some really good presentations, participate in some good workshops, and to network with people in your sector or across sectors who are working on these issues.
Dr. Maura Cullen will offer the final keynote of the conference on March 18th. Stout gives more on her background.
She has been working for over 25 years as a diversity trainer, and she's been a keynote speaker at several other major conferences. She's considered one of the nation's authorities on diversity issues on college campuses, which, if anybody's been paying attention lately, that's been in the news quite a bit here in Missouri, but also across the country. She's the founder of the Diversity Student Summit. She's a founding faculty member of the Social Justice Training Institute, and she's the author of the book 35 Dumb Things Well-Intentioned People Say.
For the second year, the conference will offer a student day on March 16th, where programming is geared toward expanding the students' exposure to these topics.
This is also an opportunity for students to meet with potential employers and to make networks with students from outside of their university who are also working on these issues.
The student day will include a keynote by Stephen Snyder Hill, a veteran who advocates for LGBT issues. He's most often recognized for a video question he submitted a few years ago during the Republican primary debate regarding Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which began a media frenzy. The final day has yet another keynote speaker, which should inspire change in a way corporations and other organizations embrace diversity and inclusion. Stout explains.
And we also have a lunchtime plenary speaker on the last day of the conference. Her name is Katina Lane Fomey, and she is the Chief Diversity Officer for 3M. And she'll be sharing her experience working in the private sector as the workforce has diversified and, you know, what she does in her role as Diversity Officer for them. It should be a good couple of days full of educational opportunities, networking opportunities, and even some cultural experience.
For more information or to register for the statewide Collaborative Diversity Conference taking place March 16th through 18th, visit diversity.missouristate.edu/conference. On-site registration will also be available with check or credit card. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.